At some point, you may have seen a matcha being sold as an uji matcha, but what does this mean exactly? We're going to show you all about uji matcha in this video. We'll take a look at what uji matcha is, where it comes from, and why it's become the most famous type of matcha around the world. Let's get started. So let's start off with the basics and talk about what is uji matcha. Uji matcha simply refers to a powdered green tea that is produced in Uji, Japan. It's common to name a matcha based on the region it was grown, and while there are many areas where it can be produced, uji is perhaps the most famous. But what is matcha exactly? Matcha is essentially a powdered green tea, but it needs to be made from special leaves in order to be considered high quality. These high quality, ceremonial grade teas are smooth enough to drink plain, without milk or sugar. The leaves used to make the matcha are shaded for 3 weeks prior to the harvest in order to boost their sweet and savory flavor. Then, the top three sprouts are selected, as these are the smoothest in flavor and highest in nutrients. Finally, the stems are removed from the leaves, and the tea is ground into a fine powder in a large stone mill. So that takes care of the matcha part, but what about the Uji part? Uji is a small region in the center of Japan's main island of Honshu. The city of Uji is located just a few minutes south of the more famous city of Kyoto, but it's surrounded by tea fields that grow the famous Uji matcha. As we will explore throughout the video, this region has a lot of history, especially when it comes to the production of green tea. So if you're wondering what Uji matcha is so famous for, the main answer has to do with the rich history of this region, dating back to the 1200s. 1191 AD is the first records of tea seeds being planted in Japan, on the grounds of Kozanji Temple in Togano. This region, not too far from Kyoto or Uji, was known for producing the best Japanese tea. Tea seeds were also given to Myō Shōnin, who started growing tea in Uji. Uji was considered to be the second best tea in Japan in the year 1383. By 1460, the silver medal Uji tea once had began to be called into question, when the shogun Ashikaga Yoshimasa proclaimed, "Uji, during this age, has become my favorite brand." For the next century, there was much debate over which tea was considered better, the original tea region Togano, or the young upstart of Uji. By the end of the 1500s, Uji tea was broadly considered to be the best tea in Japan. Throughout the next few centuries, there was a lot of innovation taking place in Uji. The farmers discovered that by shading the tea plants and cutting them off from sunlight, they could produce sweeter teas. This was also where sencha tea was invented, and gyokoro as well. Sencha was the first widely consumed loose-leaf tea in Japan, and gyokoro tea still is considered to be the favorite tea of the emperor. So if you go to Uji today, you will find shops everywhere, both selling Uji matcha plain, as well as incorporated into various treats and desserts. Uji still does have the reputation for producing the best matcha, almost 600 years after the shogun made his proclamation. So besides the history, what else makes Uji matcha so special? First, we have the terroir of Uji. The soil in Uji is considered to be exceptional quality. The hills are sloping, which is the perfect terrain for tea cultivation, and the area rarely gets frost, even in the winter. In addition to providing a climate for tea cultivation, there are also many talented farmers that call this region home. Tea cultivation is a craft that has passed down generations, and with centuries of experience, you can only imagine the level of talent possessed by these farmers. So when you drink Uji matcha, you're drinking a part of history. The long legacy of high-quality Uji matcha continues, and if you want to take part in it, you can try some Uji matcha for yourself. We have two great matcha teas from Uji that we found during our travels around Japan. The first is the Uji Chanoka matcha, and the second is the Uji Silver matcha. You can find both of them on our website, neoteas.com, and now that you know what Uji matcha is and why it's so special, this tea will take on an even deeper meaning. So while there are many regions in Japan that produce excellent matcha, Uji is considered to be the most famous. If you're wondering what Uji matcha is all about, you should definitely try it out for yourself. It is important to state that just because matcha is from Uji does not make it good, and there are plenty of wonderful matcha teas being produced in Shizuoka and Kagoshima as well. Given the history, the terroir, and the people of Uji, it is the perfect recipe for great tasting matcha tea. Thank you all so much for taking the time to watch this video. If you have any questions about tea, please leave them in the comments below. If you liked the video, please subscribe so you can see more tea videos in the future. Until then, we'll see you next time.